Mindy Burgoyne is the author of Haunted Eastern Shore, Ghostly Tales from East of the Chesapeake. The book was released in 2009 and has been popular both regionally and nationally. One story featured in the book, the Snow Hill Inn, has been featured on the National Geographic Channel. Hi, Mindy, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you want to start us off with that story, the story of the Snow Hill Inn?
The Snow Hill Inn is a house that is located on Market Street in the town of Snow Hill. It was the home of Dr. James Idlett. He was the town doctor. And his son, William, went to pharmacology school and allegedly committed suicide. He left a suicide note to his father saying he was sorry that he had failed in pharmacy school. In 2002, I first heard about this house being haunted, or this inn being haunted, and it was open at the time as a restaurant. And I went in there and noticed odd things happening, like the lights not coming on when you turn the switch, or the fireplace lighting by itself. It was incredible how many different people had a story about paranormal activity at this house. William Idlett allegedly cut his throat twice, so that's unlikely. So it's possible maybe he was murdered. Maybe he didn't die exactly as they say. A psychic later came into the Snow Hill Inn, and it was a medium, and she had spoken to William Idlett, and he said that, you know, he was there, and he wouldn't bother anybody anymore.
And when did you start seeing or experiencing paranormal activity?
When I moved to the Eastern Shore and moved into this house, it's the Vance Miles house, there were strange things happening in this house. Once it got to be where it was my husband and me seeing the same chandelier wave, or hearing the same footsteps come in the door and walk across the floor and the house vibrate with that, and mirrors falling off the walls and really awful stuff. It's frightening. Then, you know, at one point you just say, do I want to live here anymore? And, you know, I was set to put the house up for sale. There was so much going on in my house.
Where did you find the stories that you compiled for the book?
I started the research for the book at the NAB Research Center at Salisbury University. And I went through thousands of pages. I went through every file that they could locate that had to do with ghosts and hauntings on the Eastern Shore. And without the NAB Center and their cooperation and help, I could not have written this book. There was a lot of the same thing written about, you know, like Holly Hall in Cecil County, or the DeCourcy Bridge, or Suicide Bridge.
From all of the research that you gathered, what are some of the most haunted areas on the Eastern Shore?
Dorchester County and Kent County are the most haunted places, there's no doubt. The DeCourcy Bridge and the Big Liz story is probably the most famous, I think, and it's been around for well over 100 years. And there are people today that I actually talked to who say, I have seen Big Liz.
What is the story of Big Liz?
There's many versions of the story, but they all have a common thread. And the basic story is there was a slave named Liz who was a big woman, and her master asked her to come with him to bury his money, which she dug the hole. She put the treasure in the hole. He asked her to place a sapling on the top of it to mark the spot, and when she did that, he whacked off her head, but he left her there, headless. The legend is that Big Liz will come out of the swamp in the vicinity of the DeCourcy Bridge, and she'll motion you with her head in her hand, with the eyes glowing, and she'll motion you to come into the woods to show you where the treasure is buried, because no one's ever found this treasure. So the temptation is to risk the danger of following the spirit into the woods so you can be rich, but no one ever comes out of the woods, see. Over the years, that's evolved to being park your car on DeCourcy Bridge at midnight and wait in the dark, and Big Liz will come out of the, you know, out of the swamp and motion to you, and maybe your car won't start. And
why do you think people like scary stories?
You know, you feel a lot more powerful. Some people just love to be scared. The power that you feel when you are elevated, you know, your adrenaline starts to rush because you're frightened.
Mindy Burgoyne, author of Haunted Eastern Shore. This is Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio.